This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, let's pick up on the 40-day Target boycott. We certainly have talked about this before with the reaction on DEI, including with Shaletta, when Shaletta said she was done. And now you have faith leaders and black-owned businesses who are speaking out about Target and saying, don't go. The memo to employees from Target's chief community impact and equity office wrote, as a retailer that serves millions of consumers every day, we understand the importance of staying in step with the evolving external landscape now and in the future. That was tied to what's going on and tied to DEI. Donald Trump certainly made this a big part of the campaign. There are many Republicans who are greatly bothered by DEI, think it is better off when the country is going away. We'll have that debate again. And we could go with this topic multiple ways, including on, is Target just following the curve? Are they afraid of Trump? Whatever it might be. But, and we've done that before, and I bet we'll do it again. But in this case, I want to do this. If you had a store in your life that was essential to how you live, whether it's for you individually, for your family, for you and your significant other, whatever your circumstances are, and how it comes into your life, what is the store that you would not want to cut out for 40 days? Dave, for me, Target would be right near the top. In fact, it might be the top for me. I'm a loyal Target person. Costco, yes. No, it's just where I live, it's incredibly convenient for me. And also, I think Target's great at what they provide. I think they rolled over on this one like too many other companies rolled over, because there are times where DEI makes sense and there are other businesses where it's excessive, but we can't have nuance. We can't have a conversation. It's just all good, all bad, right? So Target is probably my company. Am I going to exist? Am I going to figure out a way? Yeah. Okay. Costco, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever. Now, if it was Carter, it's Pornhub, right? I mean, wouldn't you say?
Naturally.
That's the one company.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of several, I'm sure.
Or
he knows all of them.
Yeah, I think the other one would be stealing bits from the Noon to Three show.
Yeah, just to call it the Chad Hartman show. This is basically his own little pawn shop.
Yeah, he walked in today and said, I got nothing, so let's go about seven things from the other show. Stealing the bits, the stealing the bits store. Carter couldn't live without that one. What do you got, Harrigan? For 40 days, I don't expect you in the fetal position. But what's the store you don't want to lose? Can I guess?
Go for it.
Rotisserie Chickens R Us. You don't want to go without that store.
I don't. That's one of my favorite stores. Yeah, they've got a lot of good locations. Rotisserie Chickens R Us. No, Sam's Club would be near the top. Because that's where I get those chickens. It would be near the top, not at the top. I could get by with
not at the top.
No, of the places I go most, I think Target and Aldi are at the top of the list. Aldi's where we do most of our grocery shopping. I am an absolute devotee for the most part there. That would be a tough one because I'd probably spend 40 days looking at my grocery bills saying, "Oh, it didn't used to cost that much."
Well, you have the story today. Aldi is surging. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact number. Was it 500, 800 stores that they're planning to open around the country in the next, few years? I mean, they've obviously, in the last 15 years or so just in Minnesota, they've made quite an impact here in the metro area and, certainly
yes,
beyond now.
Definitely.
But around the country, they are going to be a massive force in the grocery game. Like I said, well beyond our area, all around the country.
I think Aldi's solid. I really do. I'm in an area where I have about every grocery store known to mankind.
Same
near
with me.
And I go to a bunch. I really do. I go to Lund's more than the others? Yep. But do I go to Aldi? Yes. Do I go to Target? Yes. Do I go to Hy-Vee? Yes. Do I go to Trader Joe's? Yes. I think we have more people on the grocery store situation, Dave, where they go to a variety as opposed to just one. Don't you think?
Probably. If it's a convenience thing or perhaps they check the sales and say, that's going to be my spot this week because I want to get this, that, and the other thing. But, in the spot where I am, I can think of at least eight right now that are easily within driving distance and a few that are walking distance from my home.
Yeah. If we're in that position, we are fortunate because obviously plenty of people are not. Let's pause early and give you time here. What is your store? It's a serious topic, and we've discussed this in a serious way. And I'll add, for a lot of people, it's just lazy. Oh, DEI is terrible. First of all, allowing a wide variety of people to be considered for a job is astute. Do some businesses go too far? Sure, they do. Should some businesses go further? Yes. What a crazy concept. We could actually look at the stores one by one, but no, we're not capable of that when we want to speak general outrage and play to the choir who loves every word we say. So we can have that part of the conversation. But in this case, I'm saying if you had to take your top store out and for 40 days you were done with that store and it would bother you the most, what is the store? Let me know. 651-461-9226. Before you hear other spots, I want to tell you about Pella. Pella Windows and Doors. You know what Pella Windows and Doors started? How about 100 years ago? That's right. Pella Windows and Doors are celebrating 100 years in business this year. What a remarkable accomplishment that is. And I am lucky to be a Pella Windows and Doors customer. For close to 20 years in the house I'm living in now, they made significant improvements to my house last year, which I love. And then guess what? I decided after living in this house for 20 years, it was time to make a change. And yeah, I found a place where guess what? Pella Windows and Doors were absolutely going to be part of it. They got showrooms all over the place. I went to the one in Plymouth. They also are online, PellaNorthland.com, and they'll custom make the windows that work for your house. It's quality. It's trust. It's innovation. It's 100 years of success. And until the 13th, a great offer is available to you, one or the other. This is option A, 0% APR for 72 months, or option B, 40% off installation. Both are great. Track them down now. PellaNorthland.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason will join us, as he normally does, on Thursdays around 2:35. He will take you home. We have a Twins game tomorrow, so we are out. You could get a bonus. Am I wrong? Is it possible? Because I'm out. We'll play some recorded stuff for Am I Wrong. Will you maybe do Am I Wrong just with yourself tomorrow?
I've been known to Am I Wrong myself from time to time.
I think you should.
Do you think I've ever disagreed with myself during Am I Wrong?
Never.
Have I made a point via the committee and then just absolutely ripped the committee?
Never.
You'd be surprised.
Among the attacks on the 40-day Target boycott and what store you would most miss if you had to boycott it for 40 days, somebody says they can't wait to see the results. Will we see, as powerful as Target is, will we see anything where we will see anything financially tangible to show this had an effect? My gut tells me no, they're just so enormous. What do you think?
I think it's going to bring them to their knees, Chad. After 25 days, they're just going to hang it up. That's it. It's been a nice run.
Yeah.
Yes, there will be. They will certainly notice things internally. They do all the research on an aisle, foot traffic and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, how many people just walk into the store, let alone how much they buy. But is it going to impact their business, you know, overall? Not really. No, it'll be a slightly large drop in the bucket, maybe.
What are the all-time most powerful and successful boycotts? You want to go to the Google on that one? Obviously, what happened with Bud Light was huge, right? Silly, ridiculous, that they tried to appeal to a segment of the audience who might buy their product. Oh, no, not that. Oh, they're indoctrinating you. They're hypnotizing you. They're trying to change you. No, they just were trying to sell beer. We both thought it was absurd. But guess what? in an effect. And people were fired. They apologized. Now, a lot of people, what they did, Dave, is they ended up buying other beers from the same company that produces Bud Light. So that was a bit amusing. But to act like that one didn't have success is a lie.
Of course. And, you know, Target felt it, you know, during that same time with the Pride wear. There was certainly an impact, not like the Bud Light impact, but
yep,
it was certainly Target there.
Yep, you're right. Stores that people would not want to give up for 40 days, Target or Buyerly's. Yeah, if you're loyal to your grocery store, if you're not like we were before, like when we said before, we like going to a variety, then that would hurt you, right? Aldi, somebody says, like you. Top of my list would be Target, Chad. Yeah, I'm boycotting them for the full 40 days. It would be painful, but that's the point. Got to send a message. Yeah, I mean, if you believe in it, go for it. And if you see it the opposite way and you want to go more, go for it. I'm not trying to stop you. I'm trying to look at it and sometimes say, do you really realize that the money's going to the same place? But I'll be curious.
Well, and the question is, okay, if you're boycotting Target because they're pulling back on DEI, are you shopping at another store that's also pulled back on DEI?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This person favors Trader Joe's over Aldi. Same company, though. Am I missing that? Are Trader Joe's and Aldi owned by the same place?
They at least used to be owned by the same parent company. I don't know if that's still true, but it was. Oh, Jerusha yelling. No, that is no longer true.
Thank you.
But you could find items in both stores that were basically the same, just under a different label.
Yeah, that's fair. This might have been Jason. I don't know. Sex World. Is that Jason's phone number? Do you recognize that?
It has to be.
Buns and Roses. There. Yeah, exactly. Fleet Farm or Cub? You think I head to Fleet Farm a lot?
I don't see you as a Fleet Farm guy. You should check out the snack section, though. Tremendous snacks.
I go to Lowe's a fair amount, though. I'm there. Can't do without my Quick Trip. Yeah, if you have a gas station, that's one where, you know, you get other things, maybe your food or some of the groceries.
Yeah.
Then that's a tough one to give up, right?
Maybe they pick up the coffee at the Quick Trip. I'm surprised we haven't had a Starbucks or a Caribou yet from any of the texters.
Yeah, because that should be way, way, way up on the list. That is the number one addiction in America. Is there any doubt about it?
No, I don't think so.
It's not close.
No.
It's not close. And the show is trying to help you because we realize the coffee is disgusting. Chad, for me, it would be Target. And after one of Target felt the need to go all in on DEI because what happened? For sure. Played a huge part in many stores. Another text right after. I reduced my spending at Target due to the elimination of DEI. However, I can't boycott because I get all my medications at CVS. That is a fair point, right? If you're a CVS, part of where I get, well, where I get all of Quentin's meds tied to my insurance here with the union is CVS, right? So if I believe in the boycott, I don't believe in it so much that I'm not paying a significant amount more for my son who has, you know, significant health issues, and thus he has a lot of medicine to help out with Dirk 1A. Texter, as an employee at Cub Foods, what can I do to get you to add Cub to where you shop? I do. It's not as high. What? I think at about 90%, I think Cub is probably there. I feel like the produce is better at some other places, and maybe the meat might be a little bit better. But maybe I'm wrong about that, Dave. Maybe because some of it, with our grocery stores, it's pricing, it's perception, it's convenience, it's history, right? And Maybe when you're actually showing the data, sometimes you're like, okay, I was wrong.
Yeah, I'm an Aldi shopper, I told you, but I go to Cub and Target usually to fill in the gaps for things that Aldi doesn't have or maybe a couple products that I just don't believe the quality is there. I've told you before, my favorite thing about Cub used to be the clearance meat section. Now my local Cub has changed how they pull that off, and I can't find the clearance meat nearly as well as easily as I could before. So
on DEI, what was that?
I said, to heck with you, Cub.
Yeah. Wow.
I want that meat that's turning slightly white.
Yeah. It's okay, fine. You're on your own there. Okay. I mean, seriously, when it's alive again, that's when Dave wants it.
It's just graying a little bit. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Dexter, the I in DEI includes inclusion. This support promotes includes students and adults with disabilities in the classroom, community, and workplace. This really sounds like a bad idea to people. No, it's silliness. For some people, they're overreacting to it. Jim from Prior Lake says, top of my list would be Target, and yeah, I'm boycotting them for the full 40 days. Jared is the store I'd miss, somebody says. Somebody says Target's customer service has slipped. That's the biggest driver of their loss of earnings. Not enough lanes open. Well, I'm not sure in the main part of the store that their customer service has slipped, but this is your preeminent show for the self-checkout conversation, right?
No doubt.
And we have too many. And then we have too many customers who don't have the swagger, can't handle the produce, no idea how to price them, and also feel like they should bring in 75 items. So if self-checkout ends, I'd miss it zero. Would you?
Oh, I absolutely would miss it. Are you kidding me? I'd miss it a ton. And frankly, I think Target's doing
employees.
I think Target is doing this country a service. It's very Trump-like, you know, with the tariffs. It's going to be tough for a little while. You know, there's going to be hard times. We're all going to have to pitch in a little bit. But eventually, swagger will develop. Swagger will spread around the country, Chad.
False swagger.
No. There will be swagger. This is, you know what? We are entering, I will say this, we are entering the golden age of self-checkout swagger. That's where we are. We're just at the very, very beginning.
Oh, my God. Were you concussed during the break?
A little bit. Susie gave me your swinging.
Yeah. In the world today, somebody says Total Wine. That's a good point. Amazon. Amazon's got to be way up there, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
Kowalski's. I think Kowalski's is a great grocery store, but it's just a high-end grocery store. Is there really any way around that?
No. No, they're high-end, and I think to me, Lunds and Byerly's is high-end, and I think, frankly, Cub is trying to be high-end.
I don't think Lunds and Byerly's is high-priced as Kowalski's. And I really think Lunds and Byerly's last few years has made an attempt to be much more affordable. But I get people have different ideas, and we have those different stories every couple years where it shows us the differences, and we're probably due for another one of those stories. Guess who's next? Jason DeRosa joins us every Thursday at about 2:35, and he's coming up. Let's lay it out. Politics segment number one, fish fry segment number two. You okay with that line?
Great. I'm ready.
The Democrats are trying ferociously with the economic numbers, the budget numbers going the wrong way to, let's see, I'm pointing the finger. They're pointing it. Oh, I got it. D.C. Donald John Trump. They are saying that the numbers since the election are going the wrong way.
Sure.
And that with the instability, tariffs on, tariffs off, tariffs on, tariffs off, that's why Minnesota's numbers are not where they should be. And that they left $3 billion in surplus. And it's not on them that they handled it rightly. Republicans are saying, now, wait a second. You had a $17 billion surplus. You had the trifecta. You just kept spending and spending when you could have made great adjustments, put us in a better position, and kept us in a spot that if there were unsettled moments with the economy, we're in a better spot. There's obviously kernels of truth with both sides. But if you're laying out your kernels, and nobody knows kernels better than Jason DeRussia, whose story are you buying more?
Spending like a bunch of drunken sailors, I think it's hard for Democrats to counteract that narrative. So whatever the truth is, I will say this, like when I started thinking about this today, like this is the most boring radio topic ever, don't you think? Like
hot. It's hot.
Oh, my God. This radio station has been trying to ride this surplus thing. I heard Carter trying to talk about it. And like then I just went to talk to Cook about what we're going to talk about in my show today. And I had to wake myself up from a nap. How excited am I supposed to get?
That's when you asked him.
We're at a $5.1 billion deficit. And now
your salary.
In 2028, so we're talking about 3 years from now, we're projecting a $5 billion deficit. Now it's $6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a surplus in the short term. Is that right?
Yes, but not as much. It's going the wrong way.
So we had a bigger surplus, and now we have a smaller surplus. But soon we're going to have a big deficit.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Just like, so you're on the record.
Okay, you just can't get me.
3 o'clock.
You can't get me going.
O'clock.
I don't care.
Not a word. Not a single word will be discussed.
Well, I don't know. I have to come in here and talk to you, so I'm not really sure what I'm doing later.
Okay, I said 3 to 6, okay? So, yeah, Dave, you can't do I don't care, and then if I'm tuning in and all of a sudden I'm talking about the budget and I'm telling you I don't care. Because I think if you say I don't care, you do actually care.
You can do it. He might be doing it.
Where are you 1 to 10 on honest to goodness where Chad Hartman is today on the issue of spending versus where you were yesterday? What has changed with this new budget forecast that I had all the PowerPoint? Where are you?
I think you need more sound effects for budget forecast, Mike. 2025.
It's a top 10 budget forecast, I'd say.
It's a budget forecast alert day, everybody.
An alert. Oh, next forecast alert. Baby.
All the Twin Cities pocket protectors are erect right now. I mean, is it wrong for me to say, like,
wow.
I don't know, man.
Is it wrong for you to say pocket protectors erect? No, it's not. That's allowed on this show. Like, that is allowed.
I mean,
the word erect probably isn't used enough.
I believe that we are in the same spot today as we were a week ago, which is Democrats spent a lot of one-time money. They spent too much.
Too much.
And so now we got to deal with it. And for a while, it looked like, well, we're just overtaxed because the revenue just kept coming in. Well, we know that the spending was too much. Are we still overtaxed?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I think so, relative to the services you're getting. So, does the federal situation make that more acute? Yes. Has any of the fundamentals changed?
Just
not for
acute.
Me. I did. I said acute, and you're acute as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
That's where I'm at. I don't know.
Seven on the Democrats, 3 on Trump. That's where I am. If it's a 0 to 10, I'm putting more on the Democrats. And I made
fair.
The point throughout the show
fair.
With
you talked
budget
about
impact
this throughout the show.
2025.
Are you trying to kill our listenership? What are you doing?
Budget 2025.
Oh, my God. No one even cares. Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, I mean, I better listen to every segment today because I better be tingling and on the edge of my seat because you know what I want to hear more of? Back that car in, baby. Back yeah. that car. I love it. I'm joking, but I love that topic.
I almost backed in today, and I couldn't.
Excuse me?
I almost backed in, and I was, you
didn't
know.
You just walk? Did you just walk from one of your seven apartments downtown?
What I did today. Now, this is compelling radio, right? Like budget. Yeah. Blah. So I went to Target because I heard about no your 40-day Target boycott, and I stuck that in the same place Ace I've been diversity. Putting hot budget talk. Just right in the ash can.
When you go home tonight and you got your brandy and you walk up to Alyssa, you start reading some of those numbers. And it is going to get hot and heavy.
Oh,
it is
going to
be like
yeah.
your wedding night.
Well, you know, my wife's whole job, which I believe is a fictional job, is she is a forecaster for a bank.
Yeah.
So she sits around all day just like these kind of nerds at the state coming up with her, oh, well, here's what's going to happen in 5 years. I'm like, 5 years?
Did you call her a pocket protector?
Oh, her job is fictional.
She do it on the green screen, too?
It's like she sits around all day, make like, oh, well, this is what would happen if interest rates went up, and this is what. Well, why don't we deal with it when it happens? What are we so
and
worried about?
And then you go
about?
Home and say,
"I'm a one day
talk for three segments, but back in the car and new parking spot."
Yeah, take that.
I mean, it's a good combo.
Whose job is more fraudulent, mine or hers? 651-461-9226. Let's go.
Who would you rather be? Shaping banking policy for the present and future, or debating how you should park?
I almost backed in at Target, and I couldn't, even though backing in would have been the better move, considering like where the poles were and this parking ramp. But
you
I just couldn't
somebody
do
was
it.
Watching you.
Yes, there's a hidden camera. Someone's going to expose me as a fraud.
Yes.
Can't have that.
I hate to break the news to you. You've been exposed a long time before.
Fair.
All right. Fish fries. You can even, because Jason's got a top five. Here's what I want.
Yeah.
Because the easy way to go, tell me your favorite place to go. And I've done that before.
That's good.
What
it's valid because I always learn stuff, you know.
What makes a great fish fry?
That's very
That's what I want.
Very good.
It's a little spin. And then, by the way, if you want to talk budget with the text, go ahead. Because I want to be aroused even more by budget talk. 2025. What makes a great
What makes
fish
a great
fry?
Budget forecast? Like, what makes...
Oh, yeah.
Give me...
Woo!
Yes! What number?
Cold shower, baby.
Whoa.
651-461-9226. Stretch Lab. Time for Stretch Lab one more time today.
I'm stretching right
you
now.
You should be stretching. I know where you live.
Yeah.
I know where the one is in the Grove. It's not far away. It is not far away.
Tell me why should I go to Stretch Lab? I'm intrigued.
Here's why. You just turned 50. You're in good shape, but I see you on the gram. You're lifting some weights. You're working out. When you do that, you're going to get a little sore. You're using some muscles you have not used.
I would like some stretching.
Yeah. You also sit in that studio that you and Dan took over, which used to be a common office that all of us could use. But no, not anymore. Drive time has that. So you sit too long. So I would recommend you go to one of the 11 locations. You go to the one in Maple Grove. They will have a Stretch Lab specialist give an assessment. Work with you. Talk to you first. What do you want to achieve? How many times you coming? Is it upper body, back, shoulder, calves? And they will make it better, Jason DeRussia. 11 locations, stretchlab.com, more mobility. And whether you're a 50-year-old like Jason, whether you're a fellow 50-year-old like me, barely, or you're in your teens, 20s, 30s, Stretch Lab, good people, good state of mind when you leave. And now, if you go after here in this spot to stretchlab.com, half off your first stretch. They have ones for 25 minutes and 50 minutes. Stretchlab.com. MinnesotaMonthly.com. I clicked on it early in the day. Boom, there's Jason DeRussia's five favorites. I'll say them for fish fries. Glick's, Gabe's Manitou Bar and Kitchen, Ukrainian American Community Center, Yep, he hates America. 328 Grill at the American Legion and Urban Growler. I will say this, Jason. Excellent selections. I appreciate that. I enjoy your food reviews, whether
Thank
I see
you.
Them on Minnesota Monthly or listen to them here with DeRusha Eats. To me, like many pleasures in life, it's tied to thickness. Okay? It is the thickness of the fish
yep.
in relation to the batter. If the batter thickness is bigger than the fish thickness, we got a problem.
Yep. Agreed.
We got a problem. And we got places who try, and there are some phenomenal places. I love fish fries. I really do.
Yep.
I'd rather have the onion rings and the fries or something different. But
I do love an onion ring, yeah.
Yeah.
Tots, give me tots. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, tots. Fries are overrated. I mean, they're fine, but they're
I like fries, but yeah, a lot of your fish fries are not going to be satisfying. I agree with that.
Too many places, it's just batter,
yep.
and I need, like, Dan Cook's telescope to find the fish.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair. And one of the – so I actually went to make a video at Gabe's in Manitou to try to find out, like, what – Well, what I wanted to do was what makes a fish fry suck, and that didn't have the positive attitude that people seem to want. So instead, we're doing what makes it good. I feel like the answer is the same, right? Like part of what
I think I just came up with a revolutionary idea. I mean, nobody's ever considered what I offered up there.
Well, I think your fish thickness to batter ratio. It is like a good sandwich. It's all about the ratio. And so the other thing that happens, if you have batter, like sometimes places will batter. Well, sometimes it's frozen, right? I think a lot of your fish fry at your churches. Like I took a bit of a shot on the church.
You did?
In the Minnesota Monthly article.
Yeah.
So
you basically say, I thought you said you hated God and fish fries.
Correct. That's verbatim. So I've spent at least 10 years chasing all of the church fish fries because I love the vibe of it. I want it to be great. And usually the fish is terrible. Sorry. It's usually frozen.
Oh.
They're not battering it freshly. And so if I wanted like a frozen fish stick, like, you can have that, right? Like, so...
That's available in the store.
Gordon's is available for you.
Yes.
You know?
Not a lot of people realize I modeled for Gordon's.
It's true.
Early in my life.
I've seen the pictures. So that's sort of my view on it. Like, go to the church, enjoy it, enjoy the camaraderie, the vibe, the whole bit, but, like, just acknowledge the fish is probably going to be bad.
Good, sweet... Coleslaw makes a good fish fry from Mike.
Where are you on coleslaw?
I love coleslaw.
I do too. Alyssa hates it.
That's because she's a pocket protector.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
typical.
Tell her to lighten up a little bit.
Go listen to NPR.
I also think
Alyssa.
I think there's a little bit of a hit and miss ratio with coleslaw.
True. Too mayonnaise-y, that can be bad.
Yes.
Do you like more vinegary or more creamy?
Vinegary.
Yeah, me too. I like crisp.
Yes.
Crisp veg.
Yes. I want to look crispness. Now let's get Harrigan in the mix. Harrigan, fish fries properly over under. Where are you at?
Depends on the fish. Jason said it. If you get good fish, and that's really all that matters. You can talk coleslaw and fries and blah, blah, blah. It's all about the fish. If you have good fish, a fish fry is underrated. But
cod? Haddock?
Yeah. I've been to a lot of fish fries, a lot of church fish fries.
Yeah.
There's a couple good ones out there, but a lot of them are really bad.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's all right. Just accept that. You know what I mean?
Can the accoutrements, if they're really, really good, can they overcome the borderline fish fry, where the fish sticks? I don't think they can.
I think you're right.
Because if the fish isn't...
Yeah. Although, like Glick's, they have those hush puppies. That's kind of fun. But it
Glick's
doesn't.
Has held up in this area for a long time.
Yeah, agreed.
Really good. All right, let's talk a little Canopy.
Good.
And then let's
I'm going to break down some actuarial insurance tables when we talk, Gatopy.
Oh, yeah, baby. Take your clothes off right now.